Welcome to An Hour to Give. This week, we're going to be featuring the Malfour Hospital Foundation, and I have the pleasure of chatting with Paul Belil. How are you, Paul?
Very well. Yourself?
I'm great. You are certainly known in this community as the former owner of Belil Chevrolet Cadillac. A lot of people have come in contact with you over the years.
Yes, quite a number. Yes, we've been there since 1956. So, yes, we met a lot of people, and a lot of people know us.
And really, Paul, when I think about you, I really think about someone that has been a part of the community for a very long time. And the Malfour Hospital Foundation is just an organization that is so crucial to the health care of so many people. Why did you first get involved with the Malfour?
I should say we should go back all the way to the family has been involved with the hospital since 1953, in other words, the original building, where my uncle Conrad was actually on the board of the construction of that building, and then became president of the board of directors of the hospital. And then we had literally, I would say, all of our family involved in the hospital, from an aunt that was a nurse, from another aunt that was in the accounting department, a cousin that was a nurse also at the hospital. My mother was involved with the auxiliaries of the hospital for over 25 years. She was the president of it. I had an uncle by the name of Gerard Belil and Paul Emile, which also were volunteers. My father was on the board of directors. My sister was on the volunteer. Myself, I was on the board of directors. And then I was on a committee for 10 years for the construction of the expansion of the Malfour. Where at that time, being on that committee, we, not myself, purchased the land in Orleans where the hub is at this present time. So the involvement, it was quite a major involvement from the family.
Wow, it sounds like an incredible family affair, everyone jumping on board to lend a hand. When did you sort of start hearing about the Malfour as a young man?
So, since I was born, I guess. I was born in 52, yes, since I'm a little young guy, because, again, the family is always involved. The hospital, of course, is right up the street. If you think back of the 50s and 60s, the population of the east part of Ottawa wasn't very large, so we couldn't see the hospital from where we were, but we were right by it. And the Fée de la Sagesse, which, of course, were next door to us, they are the people that started the hospital. So if you think about it, it's just like family.
It absolutely sounds like it. And the history that you've shared is really inspiring, because I think a lot of people really don't know the history of the Malfour.
No, I would say that if you think back, and people don't think back years, they want to know what's happening today. So, yes, it's good to know the history. It's always good to know the history of a hospital or a business or what people do in life.
Absolutely. We often think about philanthropy as time, talent, and treasure. And it sounds like over decades, your family gave all three.
Yes, we did. There's no question.
Absolutely. When you drive by the Malfour Hospital, what does it mean to you?
It means, first thing that comes to mind, it means a lot of history, because, of course, family involved. I got three grandsons that were born there, and probably the next little baby will be born there. So it's heartwarming to drive by, to see what we see. Being on the committee of the expansion in the early years 2000s, the success that we have, or the hospital has, is quite tremendous. So, and knowing that this hospital was designated to be closed in the early 2000s, and what it is today, it's quite nice in how well it's organized.
Absolutely. I remember those days well, and certainly there was an incredible groundswell of people that stopped that closure, and we're so grateful for that today. I loved that you mentioned those babies that were born at the Mall 4. We often think about a hospital as a place where we have to urgently go or we're getting care for something, but the reality is there's a lot of joy there as well.
Yes, there is. There's no question. There's sad moments for sure, but there is a lot of joy in every hospital.
When that first baby was born there, did it feel like life sort of came full circle for you at the Mall 4?
Yes, because my daughter was born there also.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It was fun. So much of a pleasant moment, of course. So it reminded me when my daughter was born in 1983.
Wow, that's incredible. I love hearing stories like that. And we know, especially at this time, healthcare workers and hospitals have really been stretched. They've been really a lot of pressure on them during COVID. Our hospitals mean more than ever now, don't they?
Yes. We need them all. And you're right that they are stretched and they're working hard in long hours. And we have to lift our hat because it's beautiful what they're doing.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I often think about a hospital as the heart of a community. And I think the Mall 4 really defines that in so many ways, definitely because you're serving, of course, people in both French and English. You have the opportunity to be in a part of town that doesn't have a lot of those services. Do you feel that way, that it really is the heart of that community?
My answer will be short. Yes, I totally agree. It is the heart of that area. There's no question.
Absolutely. You must have, over your years, met a lot of people that have worked at the Mall 4 as well.
Yes, I've met over the years many doctors, many nurses, family included. Some of them have turned as good family friends. When I talk to Bernard Leduc, which is president of the hospital, we go back and talk about all sorts of names of doctors that were there and retired, passed away, and how, of course, some of them are still there. So, yes, we have. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, a lot of talent here in the Ottawa area when it comes to healthcare. Mall 4 has certainly attracted a lot of that talent. I think many of us, may receive a referral to the Mall 4 hospital and maybe not had an opportunity to ever be at that hospital before. What would you say to them, Paul, for maybe somebody coming to the Mall 4 for the very first time?
Well, the first thing you'll feel is how family-oriented it is, how I would just say it this way. I've spoken to many people that went to Mall 4, and the reaction was, or the feedback was, that the service was great, it was friendly, it was, I would say, on time. Of course, there's always issues on that subject, but the care was just fabulous, so which is quite nice, and it comes from as much Anglophones and Francophones of this region, some from the province of Quebec, some, of course, most from the province of Ontario. But that's really what we get as feedback.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And I think about you, Paul, definitely a well-respected business person and car dealer in this community. And of course, a former owner of Belil Chevrolet Cadillac. This is really an opportunity for you as a business leader and over many, many years to give back to the community. I know that was really instilled in you as a young man, especially with your family being so integrated into the Mall 4. But do you also think it's just good business?
It is. I always say the community of the east part of Ottawa, central and east part of Ottawa, is a community that supported us. So it's for us now to support them and to help. And that's my thinking.
Did you speak to your staff during those times and try to also bring them on board?
Yes. We've done a number of events in our showroom for the Moffat Hospital. So, yes, our staff was involved in lots of different ways. But also, the other thing also is that we use Moffat Hospital whenever there was an accident of some kind or health issue for our staff. They would, of course, that would, Moffat would be the hospital that they would go to. But to come back to your question, is any of our staff was involved in the hospital? Yes. There was a number of our salespeople and managers that volunteered for different things at the hospital I'm recalling now as we speak.
It's awesome. I think it's great to not only take your philanthropic interests, but also share it with others. I think that's the beautiful part about philanthropy is bringing others on the journey with you. We have lots of opportunity today to really speak about the Mullfour Hospital Foundation and your involvement. I'm anxious to speak about the Orleans Health Hub, so we're going to do that when we come back with Paul Belil, representing the Mullfour Hospital Foundation today on An Hour to Give. Welcome back to An Hour to Give. We're going to be speaking today with Paul Belil. He's already shared a little bit about his family connection to the Mullfour Hospital Foundation, but we're going to learn more from him today. Paul, thanks so much for joining us today.
Pleasure.
Paul, as we mentioned, the Orleans Health Hub has just been an incredible dream for so long, and that dream is now a reality.
It is. We're very proud of it, or I'm very proud of it. So I was actually on the board of directors when we first bought the land, or the Mullfour Hospital bought the land. So it's nice to see that it's now a reality.
Absolutely. So take me back. Walk me through a bit of the history of the Orleans Health Hub. I know that community for so long was looking for health care, and now they have it. So walk me through a little bit of the history, Paul.
The person I'm thinking of is Gérard Savoy, which was the chairman of the board of directors. And we had that information, exactly what you just said, the need for health care in Orleans. The funds, I'm assuming, and that's an assumption here on my part, that the province did not have the funds to create a hospital. So the idea was, let's not create a hospital, let's create a large clinic, or today we call it a hub. So the land was chosen. Moffat Hospital purchased the land. We had X amount of dollars in the bank, and we were able to buy it. And then, a lot of things have happened because it's through government. I have to go back and say that the idea of it, and what's beautiful that we see today, is that the idea of the hub of those days, and I go back at least 15 years now, is really the end result, is the first creation or first ideas of this hub, and partnering with a number of medical institution and companies in the area. That was the main idea, and knowing what we see today, it's exactly what was thought of or was planned 15 years ago.
And I have to tell you, it is an absolutely beautiful building. When you first saw the drawings for that building, the dream really, what were your first reactions?
The word is exactly it. It was beautiful. It was actually too nice to be true. I visited the hub not long ago. It's exactly what we talked about, like I say, 15 years ago. So The end result is just is tremendous. And you're right, the building is beautiful. The outside is beautiful, but what's really important is the inside of the building that is beautiful but very functional. And again, it's exactly what we talked about 15 years ago.
For sure, and it really is in the heart of Orleans. You mentioned the collaboration with a number of healthcare partners, and I think that's a really important point because, you know, as we are stretched for dollars from the provincial level and really working together means that the residents of Orleans can all see themselves at the Orleans Health Hub in one way or another. It really does serve everyone.
It does. It serves from children to seniors. You have to go and visit and see, and hoping that you don't need the needs of the clinic. But and of course, right in these times, we can go in and see it because of COVID-19. It's just nice, no question.
Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of foresight on the on behalf of the Montfort and the board of directors at that time to really know that Orleans was expanding as part of our official plan for the city of Ottawa, that it was really going to be in the heart of the community. You see all of those homes surrounding it now and all of those businesses. It really is an amazing thing to think. So many years ago, you had that vision.
And knowing that, again, so many years ago, there was not much there. The thinking, the place, the location is great. You're right by saying it's in the middle of it. And we all know that Orleans is still growing. So it's quite nice. There's no question.
Absolutely. And it's one thing, of course, to build this beautiful facility. It's another thing to put the talented healthcare workers in that building to really change lives in the community. What was it like to find people to work at this great new Orleans Health Hub?
I cannot answer the question directly because, of course, I'm not involved in the total organization, but knowing our world today, nothing is easy to find people. So as I visited the hub the other day, I can see that most, if not all, doors have a doctor's name or a specialist's name. So the end result is actually good. So I would say to you that it was filled in properly. It was, I'm assuming that there is some space for new people. But I'll just say this right here. I passed by one of the receptionists at one of the departments, and her answer to me, or after a few questions, her answer says, it's a delight to work there. Which was just a beautiful answer to my question, and I told her that was just a beautiful answer, and that we hope that we can pass the message to others that it's a great place to work, it's a beautiful place to work, and people are very happy. It's an atmosphere in that building that is just unique. Really, is the right word. It's not a hospital. It's a large clinic. I hate to use the word clinic, but yes, people can relate to that word. It's very unique.
It's amazing because I think, especially in our official plan and really the way that that cities are moving, to be able to work in the community in which you live is such a huge benefit. And we know Orleans doesn't have a lot of, big businesses to attract a lot of employees. This is another benefit of the Orleans Health Hub.
No question. Yes. It creates employment for sure. And will create more employment as time goes by. We have to, say that it has been functional only for the last 2 months. So yes, there's still work to do, and space and positions to fill, I'm sure. But yes, it's, I'm just coming back to this person that answered that question. It's a beautiful place to work. So anybody that's listening to this radio station, just remember that if you're looking for work, in administration, in the healthcare, please apply.
Beautifully said. And you know, when I think about all the opportunities for us to connect and talk about philanthropy, the one that really sticks with me is many people don't understand that the province, you know, funds a certain level of health care, but it really takes those donor dollars.
Yes, I agree. That's why our family's been involved with the hospital for, like I say, since day one.
Is it heartwarming when you inspire somebody to come on board with their own gift to something that you believe so strongly in, Paul?
Of course, the answer is yes. There's no question. It's a gesture. I always say you give with your heart. You have to have a good feeling for what you are doing. Knowing a number of people that donated to the hospital and to this hub in Orleans, they've done it with a good heart.
Mm-hmm. You often hear about people that make a gift, and like you say, it comes from their heart. They might be doing it on behalf of a loved one, or they might be doing it from their business, or whatever it is. But there always is really a personal connection.
I totally agree. It's like you give something. You give a present to somebody. Well, you give it with a good heart, and you give something. Like I said, you always give something. You should give something to people that's something you're not expecting, and or something that you cannot do yourself. So it comes back to what we can do for Montfort the foundation.
And there's so many different ways to give. I know the Montfort Hospital Foundation staff have provided a number of ways for people to contribute to the foundation and really contribute to the healthcare in their communities. It is important to have that a number of options for donors, everything from monthly giving. A lot of people will choose to leave a gift in their will. Some people will leave a gift towards something like the Orleans Health Hub. But that diversity is so key.
Yes, and a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't realize. They think that if you want to give, use a number, $10,000, it has to be done in one amount. It can be done in quite a different ways. It can be through a period of a year, 2 years, 3 years. So it's important to inform yourself what you need, what you can do, and and then, of course, the end result is the result that you want.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it means great health care in a community that we love, of course. Paul Bellil, I'm really enjoying our discussion regarding the Montfort Hospital Foundation and philanthropy. You're going to stay with me. We're going to have more conversations today about the Montfort Hospital Foundation. Stay with us here on An Hour to Give. There's no two ways about it. It takes a lot of people to make things happen at a hospital foundation. And one of those people for the Montfort Hospital Foundation, of course, is Paul Bellil. Paul, I think you would agree it takes a team of people to really inspire the community, especially from a donations perspective.
Yes, it does. It's a lot of work. It's always a big project. It's a lot of money. But very important for the community.
Absolutely. And when I think about all of the people sitting around at those campaign cabinet meetings, and of course you were there as well, was it inspiring week after week to sort of see the progression, not only on the building, but on the number of donors coming to the table?
Yes, it was. The amount of people donating and also the amounts were fabulous, knowing that at this present time, the campaign is of $12 million, and at this present time, We've committed over $8 million for the Orleans hub. That's fabulous. It will be announced to the public in the very near future, in the month of October. And so we have done major steps, giant steps at this present time. And I'm not going to say baby steps left, but the steps won't be as big, so which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Great position to be in.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And I think it's really very inspirational to see like-minded people that all have the same directive, the same cause in their heart that they're working towards. And you really, I've been in meetings like that, and they are not only inspiring, but you can see really a team forming, and they see the vision. They could, probably all of you could see this building before the ground was even broken.
Yes. I would say to you that it is quite amazing when you get involved in these things, and it applies to every community, every hospital. But here at the Montfort Foundation, because I can speak of it quite candidly and directly, is that people are really warm about it. They are totally involved in it. It is heartwarming, using your term, heartwarming to see people coming together and having a dream and share the dream and get the come up with the reality of the dream at the end. Because what we see at the Orleans Health Hub is a beautiful project, literally a beautiful project that came to life.
Mm-hmm. As I'm listening to you talk, I don't know how old those grandsons are, let me ask you this. Would you ever sort of take them there and tell them about all the great things that you've done there and maybe inspire that generation?
Okay, well, I can say that I started with my daughter that was born there in 83, and I've explained to her over the years of what the family has done at Montfort Hospital. So today she knows, and I hope that I'm going to be around, and I say this positively, I'm going to be around to be able to tell my grandsons, all three of them, that what our family has done. Our name is, the little family name is at a few places in the hospital, but also if we talk about the older doctors and nurses, employees, they remember, they know the name. I'm assuming they will remember the name because of our involvement. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I hope that the next generation, my daughter and the next one, I should say, the following one, can do the same thing that we have done.
Absolutely. Is it emotional for you, Paul, to think about that?
Yeah, it's sure. Uh-huh. It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we all want to leave a legacy, right, for our children.
Exactly. Yeah, it's. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important. It shows that you've been involved. You're part of the community, and I said before, the community helped us and purchase and use our services. And it's good to give back.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I know one of the great benefits of being part of a board of directors for a hospital, especially when there's a new undertaking or part of that campaign cabinet, is sometimes when that construction's happening, you get to put on a hard hat and see that construction happening at the, kind of in the moment, if you will. And it's always sort of fun to see it from the ground up. Did COVID prevent those fun moments for you?
There's no question it has. We're living in a completely different world for the last 18, 20 months or so. It's not natural, it's not normal, but I can go back to The moments when we did the extension of at the extension of the new Montfort on Montreal Road, I can relate to that one because it was more normal times where we were able to visit as things progress from, you know, as basic stuff as the cement, as the electrical, as the plumbing, as the I remember going to the first rooms, patient's room. It was like it was nice and beautiful to see, compared to, of course, to the older section of the building. So yes, it was exciting. So if it had been normal times, I would say that it would have been the same experience at the Hub in Orleans.
Mm-hmm. It's always so exciting, like you say, to do those tours and experience that. And then when those doors open to the public for the very first time, you've got sort of that inside look, and it's great to sort of see that finished product.
Yes. I'm the kind of guy that likes to know what's happening in the back room, we'll call it. So yes, knowing how it was built and how it was all put together, from the drawings to the physical building, the final finish, we'll call it. Yes, it's quite exciting and fun. There's no question.
Absolutely. This is an opportunity for us, of course, to talk about the Montfort Hospital Foundation, but it's also an opportunity maybe to inspire somebody today. If someone's listening right now, Paul, and they say, you know, I really want to get involved. I didn't realize the Montfort offered all of this. What would you say to them?
I would say to contact the foundation at the hospital and offer your services. Everybody, every day, they are always looking for some help. And I'm not talking about working in the office, but maybe yes and maybe no. But in donations, in ideas, anything that a person can give, the foundation will certainly listen. And if it's possible to accept the idea or to accept the person or the service.
Mm-hmm. There's one thing I know about capital campaign or any type of work at a hospital. It takes a very strong foundation team. That staff team is such an integral part. Share with me your thoughts on the work that they've done.
Well, I would say that it's strong is the right word, but also committed, because you're selling something intangible. It will become tangible, of course, because it's physically there. But it's donating is not like buying a piece of furniture. So it needs people that are, like I say, are very committed to the cause. And I would say to you that the foundation, the people working the foundation, are very committed, and they're always helpful. They're there to listen. They want to listen. They want to work with you. And because I give to the Montfort Foundation every year for the last many, many years, and I hope many years to come. And it's a good feel. It's a good feeling. But I mean, it's a good relationship with these people.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. I know how dedicated they are as well. And once again, that, you know, that team is kind of that engine as well that is helping the campaign cabinet. And of course, the board of directors really, you know, move forward and get that incredible building built. We're heading into a very busy fall, I'm assuming, especially as we are coming out of COVID. There's lots of activity happening in our community. How do we best keep Montfort Hospital and the New Orleans Health Hub at the top of everyone's mind, Paul?
Well, that's a tough question there. how? Well, it's, the whole idea is just to speak about it, to make sure that that it's in front of people's eyes. So it's the job or the responsibility of the foundation to find ways of doing that, and they are doing it in different facets. If it would be, again, if it would be normal times and we could invite people to come and see the hub in Orleans, it would be, I hate to say the word, but it would be a great selling tool or selling way. So it's, again, it's hard to say how can we do it. I don't have the right answer for you. I wish I would.
I think you've answered that beautifully, actually. It's the opportunity for us to talk about something that we believe in so well. So thank you so much for sharing about the Orleans Health Hub. We're going to come back with one more opportunity to speak with Paul Belil about the Montfort Hospital Foundation. Stay with us, everyone. And we're back talking about the Montfort Hospital Foundation with Paul Belil. Paul, our chat today has spoke about the past, of course, and your involvement, your family's involvement with the Montfort. We've talked about right now all the exciting things that are happening at the Orleans Health Hub and, of course, at the Montfort Hospital. Are we looking into the future yet, Paul? What do you see for the future of the Montfort?
But if we're talking about the Orleans, the hub in Orleans, first of all, the hub is a unique building, one thing, but also the process in there is unique. And if we want to help the main hospitals, I think that the future can take this, the idea of this hub, and bring it to other places in the province, maybe even in the region. I think the main hospitals won't disappear, but knowing that the population of Ottawa and Canada and Ontario is growing, I think the idea of how the work is done or what is happening in this hub, this health hub in Orleans, would be very helpful to alleviate some of the traffic at the main hospital. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what I see. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I sure hope so.
Absolutely, it does. And I can't help but ask, is the Orleans Health Hub modeled after somewhere else in the world, or is it a first of its kind?
I can't talk about the world because I'm not that knowledgeable, but I would say to you that it is the first of its kind in the province of Ontario, and that as we speak, it is already talked about of doing something similar in other areas mm-hmm. in the province of Ontario. Mm-hmm. But it is the first one. It's that's how we. If we go back to when I was on the board of directors and we bought the land in Orleans, we sold the idea to the government at that time of something unique, special, and something that we were hoping that they would take it as a pilot project and going forward in other parts of the province.
It really is incredible. For those that maybe haven't visited the Orleans Health Hub yet, walk us through the building. What can people expect?
My first answer would be wow. you walk in and it's open. It's not a hospital. It doesn't feel like a hospital. It doesn't even feel like a doctor's office. It feels like a warm, open. Lots of light. You don't feel crammed in, if I can use that expression. It's like I said, I'll repeat, it's open. So it's because of course, and also the light, the wood, the floors, the colors are warm. And it feels comfortable when you walk in. How's that for a description?
Oh, my heavens. It's amazing. That sounds great. And I know how beautiful it is. I've seen the pictures, and you're certainly describing it perfectly.
So, Sam, that means you've got to go in someday.
I can't wait. If it wasn't COVID, I would have been there already, my friend. Absolutely.
I understand.
Paul, let me ask you this. Why would somebody go to the Orleans Health Hub? What can they expect in terms of care?
I would say to you that you can just about expect anything. There's not an emergency department, but any care that you would need, as much as a child, as a senior, you can have that at the hub. There's no question.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a relief as well for, you mentioned seniors and families, to have something right in their own community.
There's no question. But also the other thing also that's very important to say is that the way it's set up is that you can go in and without going to different places, you can have different services under the same roof. It is made with the intention for the patient. It's not really, I can't say it's not made for the doctors and the nurses, don't take me wrong,
mm-hmm.
But it's really focused on the patient. And if you need other services or for whatever reason you're there, you need the doctor or medical person is saying, well, we need to talk to somebody else about your case. You don't have to go anywhere. You can stay on the same roof. You can either walk over and speak to another department or another specialist, mm-hmm. which is quite nice.
It sounds very patient-centric.
It is. That was the main idea at the start. And what's beautiful is that about 15 years after the initial thinking or initial plan, it is exactly what we talked about many years ago.
Mm-hmm. And I think innovation in healthcare, we've certainly seen that through COVID as well. We always have to be thinking to the future. And I know you mentioned a few of those those dreams for the future as well for the Orleans Health Hub. Is it interesting for you as a former business person to sort of see how healthcare operates?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Knowing that things have changed since I've been involved on the board of directors, the medical field is completely, completely different. And I think we'll see major changes in the next 5 to 10 years. I'm not a doctor. So I can just speak with what I'm reading and what I'm hearing. And this Orleans Hub, Health Hub, I think will be a big part of the future.
Mm-hmm. And I love that philanthropy really invites everyone to the table. Somebody can become a donor at $10 or $20 a month. Somebody that has maybe larger giving capacity can, give a gift of $1 million, right? But philanthropy is really all about meeting the donors where they are and providing really that outlet for them to give back to their community. This is another part of the Orleans Health Hub and the Molfour Hospital Foundation, really that ability to inspire an entire community.
Yes, I totally agree. I totally agree.
One of the greatest really gifts that I've been given in my career as a fundraiser is to work with donors who are planning on leaving a legacy gift in their will. So after they're gone, they've made a decision to really keep what values they held in life going after they're gone. And that legacy giving piece would be very important to the Montfort Hospital Foundation as well.
Yes, it would be. I know of a number of people, businesses, individuals, that's their plan. And although most of them are giving today, But yes, they are leaving in their will a certain amount as gift to the hospital. Well, I was even to Moffat Hospital. So yes, that's possible. It's actually a great, beautiful gesture.
It absolutely is. And I can't help but think it's been a very long time since I've been on an elevator. I'm sure it's been the same for you. But if we were in a very, very tall building and you and I were on an elevator together and we were, let's say, going to the 30th floor, in that time, what would you tell me about the Mulford Hospital Foundation?
That it is a special hospital with a great focus on people and patients, of course, in this case. It is has great care, and that it's, and if we talk about the Orleans hub, I would say to you that it's very unique. It's ahead of its time and also unbelievable service.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we mentioned all those incredible healthcare workers during this time that have really sacrificed so much. We know that patients have really entrusted so many of those professionals to their care. It's been a challenging time for so many, but I'm so glad to see that not only through the Montfort Hospital Foundation, but through the Orleans Health Hub, that you're all thinking about the future and just a time when this pandemic is over and we're all, you know, back living like we should.
Yes, I can't wait to see that happen. We don't know when that's going to happen. Yes, there's no question.
Can you make me a promise, Mr. Belil, that when the opportunity is there, when the COVID restrictions are lifted, that you will meet me at the Orleans Health Hub and give me a tour?
Oh, that's not a problem. I'd love to do that.
Absolutely. And I would really look forward to it as well. I lived in the Orleans community for many, many years and have many fond memories. And when I lived there, this is going to date me a little bit, but when I lived there, it was just one big field. To think that something so special is in that field and changing lives, it really would be special to me to spend that time with you.
If you can't be that old, that's
you're very sweet.
But yes, Orleans has grown a great deal, it's beautiful to see the Orleans Health Hub to be part of Orleans, and that it will grow with Orleans. So yes, it's quite beautiful, and yes, it'd be my pleasure to walk the hub with you. It doesn't take all that long because it's on one floor, which is a great idea. And it could take a good half hour, 45 minutes, and you'll walk out of there and say, wow. That's what you will say.
It sounds like time well spent, and I look forward to it. Paul Belil, it has been great getting to know you, speaking about your passion for the Montfort Hospital Foundation and, of course, that Orleans Health Hub. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to An Hour to Give.